Now to close up, there's less than a month to go for communities to have their say on proposed changes to the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. Of biggest concern to the Northern Basin is a reduction in the water recovery target to 320 gigalitres. Environmentalists argue it's too much, while farming groups say enough water has already been recovered. Earlier I spoke with MDBA Chief Executive Philip Glyde about the consultation process.
From where I'm sitting, it's gone particularly well. We've had some good roll-ups to our consultation meetings with submissions are starting to roll in, and we've been getting the views of the community, so it's been quite good.
What's been the message from those up north?
Look, I think it's a mixed message. There's some communities that have welcomed the reduction in the amount of water returned to the environment for the north from 390 to 320, so the farm community and supporting communities have liked that. Aboriginal groups, environmental groups haven't liked that. They would prefer to see more water return to the environment, not less. And there's, I think, also the distribution of where that 320 is taken from has also caused some consternation. In some valleys, there's no further recovery required. In other valleys, there is. And so that's been a particularly important point. Aboriginal communities have feel as though we haven't paid enough attention to their views as well. So, look, I think it's been mixed, and as you'd expect with a decision that requires us to balance all those different views of users, it can be sometimes pretty hard to get a point that everyone agrees to, and I'm pretty sure we won't possibly get there, but we've tried to strike the right balance between economics, the environment and the community.
Before we have a chat about the Southern Basin consultation over the next week or so, what's the process for people from here to get the submissions in? You mentioned that a few submissions have started to roll in. How long do people have, and what will be the process for you guys at the MDBA from there?
Well, the people have until the 15th of February to put in a submission. Obviously, it's easy for us if they're online. If people email us, send us things, it's on our website, but we also take written submissions as well. So up until the 15th of February, we welcome them with open arms. After that point, we're obliged to summarise those and then consider what's in those submissions and make a decision as to whether or not there's any information in there that would cause us to change our minds about the amendment. Is there something we've missed? After that, we consult with state water ministers and the federal water minister, see if there's anything they can bring to our attention. And then towards the middle of the year, we hope to be able to make a recommended amendment to the Commonwealth Minister for Water Resources, Barnaby Joyce. And at that stage, if he was to accept that, he would introduce that into the Commonwealth Parliament to hopefully have both Houses of Parliament agree with it.
The Southern Basin consultation this week and next week. What sort of things are you expecting to hear from communities in the southern region?
Well, they're slightly different to the northern one in that we're not everyone in the south is as interested in the Northern Basin review as those in the north. And so we're also having chats about other issues to do with the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, the sustainable diversion limit adjustment mechanism, economic impacts of the basin plan to date and what have been on the southern communities. There's a whole range of other things that we're planning to talk about as well, as well as there's some amendments to do with groundwater and other things that they might be interested in. So we're probably going to be talking about a wider range of topics in Griffith, Leeton, Loxton, Echuca.
MDBA Chief Executive Philip Glyde. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. We'll be back on Friday following tomorrow's Australia Day public holiday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great Australia Day and afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.